Welcome to Leadership Lessons Learned. WFYI, in cooperation with the Lacey Leadership Association, is pleased to present a regular series of essays by Central Indiana's premier civic and business leaders. We hope these essays will provide insight into how some of Indianapolis's best and brightest use their life experiences to help shape their working and leadership styles. This month's essayist is Ryan Brady, who serves as Director of Strategic Projects for the Central Indiana Community Foundation and is a co-founder of GivingSome. In 2001, Ryan took a year to serve with AmeriCorps as a national service member, which opened his eyes to needs in the areas of education, philanthropy, and community development. So in 2002, Ryan switched career paths and joined the nonprofit world, starting with the YMCA. His essay today is entitled, Dancing Together.
Picture a wedding reception dance floor. After the ceremonial dances performed by the wedding party, there's that awkward moment when the dance floor clears. The DJ or band invite everyone to get out on the floor. The guests nervously look around and wonder, who will be the first to dance? Then a brave soul jumps out onto the floor. Almost immediately, another person or couple join in. Now, with several people dancing, the wedding guests congregate, and the critical momentum that any dance party needs has been built. What does a wedding reception dance floor have to do with leadership? I think it is an example of an important leadership lesson. You can't lead alone. Jumping out on the dance floor first is certainly a demonstration of leadership. It is risky to go out and dance first when others are not. However, one does not become a leader until someone joins. Joining is an overlooked form of leadership. We often celebrate the leaders who are the initiators, but overlook those who are the early adopters. Both initiating and joining are equally important forms of leadership. Great dancing takes both a lead and someone who can follow. 4 years ago, a few of my friends and I started a dance party. This figurative dance came out of a desire to make a positive difference in Indianapolis and from the belief that philanthropy should be fun. The problem was that, individually, none of us had the resources to make a measurable, lasting impact. So we decided to combine our resources and start a group called GivingSome, built around the idea that the sum is greater than the parts when you work together. Each year, members of GivingSome individually contribute $500 to a collective pool of funds, decide on how to give away at least $50,000, and get involved in the community through volunteering and advocacy activities. The success of GivingSome hinges on the willingness for people to dance together, to both lead and follow. To my delight, the dance has worked beautifully so far. GivingSome has taught me that civic engagement and philanthropy present great opportunities for leadership. In many work environments, leadership is constrained by roadblocks such as hierarchy, tenure, and job title. These roadblocks just don't exist when it comes to volunteering or giving back to the community. A kid in need of a mentor could care less about your title. Every dollar you contribute is just as valuable as someone else's dollar. Humor me for a moment as I share a brief bit of history. In 1831, Alexis de Tocqueville, a French civil servant, came to the United States to study the American prison system. Yes, even in the 19th century, America excelled at locking people up. During his 9-month visit, Tocqueville observed much more than jails. In 1831, he published the first volume of Democracy in America, containing his commentary on American society and politics. Tocqueville wrote, "In the United States, as soon as several inhabitants have taken an opinion or an idea they wish to promote in society, they seek each other out and unite together once they have made contact. From that moment, they are no longer isolated, but have become a power seen from afar, whose activities serve as an example and whose words are heeded." Tocqueville was describing how people come together to dance. His observations ring just as true today as they did in 1831. Leadership can't be done alone. It takes people coming together around an idea or an opportunity and a balance both of leading and following. Civic engagement and philanthropy present great opportunities for us all to jump in and start dancing. So, especially during this holiday season, let's get out there and dance.
That was Ryan Brady, the Director of Strategic Projects for Central Indiana Community Foundation. His essay, Dancing Together, was one in a series of essays by local civic and business leaders presented by the Lacey Leadership Association on WFYI Radio.